Kerabosei, good vach, good chodesh. Today's daf is Yevamos daf chof vav, and we have a tremendous schus finishing the second parak of the Masechta and starting the third. We're here at the bottom of chof hei amabez by the two dots. Again, if you remember from the Mishnah yesterday, right, we had said that Tamachokam is not able to retract. The nether of a woman, and therefore causes her to get divorced, right? So he's not allowed to marry her because that's kind of shady. But on the other hand, if she's part of a Beis Din, if he was part of a Beis Din that did Miyun, right? Miyun being the Rabbanan, that a woman is married Midi Rabbanan, right? A Katana is married Midi Rabbanan, and when she becomes a Gedola, she can opt out of that marriage, so that is done in Beis Din. Right, or Osha Chalitza, or if the Befanav, or if he's part of the Beis Din that they did Chalitza. So in that case, we're not going to say that there's some shady business going over here. We're going to allow him to then subsequently marry that woman that was involved in that thing. So that's what we're up to over here. As the Tudat says, time at the Beis Din. Apparently, the reason we don't have any issues with this guy is because, right, he was in a Beis Din. Habatray, but if he was just two people who did either the Mian or the Chalitza, so lo. So apparently that's not the case, that we still would be suspect that there's something going on here. So Gemara says, Maishna mehadithan, how's that different than the following Mishnah? Eidim echasum malas de mekach va'al gerisha. Right, if there are Eidim that are signing, let's say, a sale of a field or on the get of a woman, so lo chashu chakam l'davarze. Chazal, we're not concerned that afterwards that guy should go either buy the field or marry the woman. People are not... You need another aid there. You need another person there. Right? We're not going to be concerned that there's some shady business and this guy's concocting this whole situation just to get some sort of advantage. But over here, you're telling me that trade, no, that two people, right, is concerned. Skamar says, no. He gufa kamash malan lafuki mimand amar miyam bifnei shnayim. No, so the Mishnah is not trying to tell us that. It's just trying to tell us that there's a day, there's an opinion that says that you can do miyam, that the girl can opt out of her marriage, right, in front of two people. So therefore, kamash malan miyam begimel. That really... He only is allowed to do miyun in front of three. And then that's what we're concerned. But really, two people would also, if for whatever reason this guy was involved with another witness, so we would not say they were suspect of him of any inappropriate activity. So Ibarlu, that's the following question. So now, Kanus Mahu Sheyotzi. What happened? Again, the first part of the Mishnah said that if a Chacham is not allowed to marry this woman who he caused her to get divorced. Or Rashi says also, if you amevi get, or if you remember the last Mishnah, right? If a guy comes and brings a get, right, we said also you shouldn't marry her. But so what kind of maushiyotzi? What happens if he does? Right? Does he have to divorce her? Does he have to get rid of her? So machokes Rav Kahana amar kanas motzi, Rav Ashi amar kanas enu motzi. So machokes Rav Kahana and Rav Ashi. Tani luhu Rav Zutti debei Rav Papi kedivrei amar kanas enu motzi. So Rav Zutti paskin, right, like the one who says. Enomotzi, like Ravashi. So I'm Larry Rabban and the Ravashi, the Rabban said to Ravashi, Gemara Osvara. They said to him, all right, very good. Seems like the Allah is like you. Is that your own logic? Or is that a Gemara? Is that something you have passed down or something you learned? So Gemara says, I'm Lahu, Masnisanis. They said, no, I'm just using basing it off of Mishnah. Rahanita Mishpacha. Hanitan mishivcha. Right. So if you remember, we had a Mishnah previously. Right. Again, the Mishnah says that if there's some sort of like weird rumors going on between a guy and a shivcha, v'nishtachra, and then the shivcha becomes free, maveres kochavim, or there's some rumors with him and a guy, v'nis gaira, then she converts. Harei zelo yichnos. Right. V'im kanos ein motzi. And if right, he's not allowed to marry her, but if he does, right, he doesn't have to get rid of her. So Alma, apparently, what do you see? Right, Berinana lo mafkinan. Apparently, we see that with rumors, right, we're not going to make you divorce. So Gemara says, "Hachinami, so we'll do over here." Right, so that's what Rashi says. "Hachinami, so we'll do over here." Berinana lo mafkinan. In the case of divorce, we are not. In the case of rumors, we're not going to make you divorce, even though it's not appropriate. Right, we're not going to make the couple divorce. Aye, says Tosos, bottom Tosos of Chaf Heaven Beis. We had another case of rumors. We said they're not allowed to stay married, and that was the case of Eishazish. Right? That's Tosfos, right? The last spot, bottom line, on second to last line, on Chafei Mabez, Ulenitan, Al Eishazish, Lo Dami, right? Says that, well, it's not comparable to the case where a guy, there was rumors between a guy and a married woman, and then they got divorced, and now this guy is not allowed to marry her. Why? Dalsam Bedin Husioti Im Emes. Because there, what's the halacha? Let's say all the rumors are true. Right? In the case of a rumor guy with a shifra kananis or a goy, so if she converts or gets freed, technically he can still marry her. There's no issue over there. But if the rumors by Nashis Ish are true, so then there's a concept we mentioned again earlier in the Masechta, right? Aser Labal, Aser Laboel. That if a woman, Rechubar Latzlan, cheats on her husband, so she is Aser to him and the guy she cheated with. So there, in the scenario, if the rumors are true, so then they're not allowed to stay together. So that's why we're going to get rid of this marriage. But over here, in this case, where there's just rumors, but Tachlis, again, there's no rumor that would usher them if it was actually true. So then Chazal said, if it's not appropriate to marry them, but if he did, so then he can keep. Okay. Bekulam, in all of them, meaning all of these cases that Rashi says, right, Achokam, Motziged, Vameid, Beisha, Lesia, right, all this stuff. Right, which all these cases we've been talking about the last couple of days, right, said that a guy died, or, you know, somehow all these people that enabled the woman to remarry, all these people, shahayu lahem nashim umesu mutarus linase lahem. We said all these times, oh, it's shady, it's rumors, it's not appropriate, don't marry these women. But if they were already married, right, the men involved, right, so then everything is fine. We don't assume that the guy is really going that far out of his way to concoct this whole situation so he can marry this woman. Ukulam shenisu lachirim iniskarshu onis armalu almanu. So mutarus linase lahem. And so too, if these women, right, got married to someone else and then got divorced. Or the guy died, and then they marry the man in question here, who enabled them to get divorced in the first place. That's also fine. That's also not a big deal. That's also fine, because that's already, no one is concocting this whole thing. Well, I'll get her a divorce, so she can marry someone else, and then the guy will die, and then I'll marry her. Like, that's what, clearly everything was fine. And regardless of situation, right away, these women that become either divorced or able to become remarried, are allowed to marry this guy's brother or this guy's son, right? We don't assume that he's pulling a fast one so that his brother or his son can benefit. So the Gemara says, the implication here is that Mesu in and Neshkor Shulo. But again, we said that if at the time, let's say, the guy who didn't annul the vow, so if he was married, so that's... meaning if they had wives and then they died, right, I skipped over that point a little bit, right, nashim v'mesu, right, if they had wives and then they died, then they are allowed to marry this woman. So the Gemara implies mesu in l'miskar shula, but apparently that's only true if the woman died. But if let's say the guy enables this woman to get divorced, and then all of a sudden they divorce their wife, that seems a little bit shady. So I'm Rav Hillel, the Rav Ashi, Vatanya, 1 second. Do we have a brisa that says, I feel the Nisgarsha? What do you mean? I thought we have a brisa that says he's allowed to marry this woman, even if they got divorced. Even if the man then subsequently divorces his wife. So says, it depends. If there was a fight, right, prior to this whole situation. Again, let's say the guy didn't allow her to annul her vow, her shavua, not to benefit from the guy, like our last Mishnah, and then they get divorced. So if the judge or the chacham involved, right, had a fight in his marriage, so clearly the newly available woman is not what caused him to get divorced, then everything is fine. But if all of a sudden this newly available woman comes on the market, and then all of a sudden out of nowhere there's a divorce, and they didn't really have a fight, so that's weird. So then we're gonna say you're not allowed to marry her. Viboy Seiman, another answer, right? Hav ha delo havi katata, or maybe no, everything was fine with the marriage. But velokasha ha de argilu ha de argilahi. It depends on who initiated the divorce, right? If the chacham initiated the divorce, that's shady. But if the chacham allows this woman to get remarried, or forces her to get a divorce, and then his wife divorces him, right, and she starts fighting with him, so then what's the difference? Obviously, this is not. And that's not the exact same thing, and we're not going to be concerned that there's some shady business going. The chulam shenisu, right? Again, we always said with the chulam shenisu lacherim, right? If there's someone in between, right? If there's a middleman, so then obviously they're allowed to marry these women. The Gemara says, it seems to imply, right? Again, they originally learned this Mishnah as saying that again, we said, what did we say? We said all of these women, if they marry someone else, and then either they die or they get divorced, right? So then they're mother. So we seem to line it up. Right, they initially, again, we had in the last Mishnayos, we had cases where the guy testified that the husband died, or that, let's say, the chacham, you know, said you have to get divorced because they won't annul the Shavua. So both we had both cases of Misa and cases of divorce, where the husband of this woman in question had either died or divorced her. So we seem to imply over here, again, we said that if they married a third party, the middleman, and then that middleman dies or gets divorced, or she gets divorced from him, so then he's allowed to remarry. So we lined up originally, right? They initially understood that if the woman whose first husband died, then her second husband died. And the woman whose first time got divorced, then the second time she got divorced as well. So Neiman Masnisa de Loka Rebbe. Maybe this is not like Rebbe, because, as we'll see in a second, there's a machokas in terms of when is considered to be a chazaka. Chazaka can either be two, it's more than that, but let's just read it and then it'll become a little bit more clear. But maybe it's not like Rebbe. Dika Rebbe, Amar betray zimni have a chazaka. So Rebbe says, and that's the machlokas over there. Where's that machlokas? Where's that Gemara? That Gemara is, I can never find my... Yeah. Oh, Mesor Sashas, okay, fine. Fine, later than Mesakta, okay, but Matsi Erevin, so right, we saw, must have seen it in Erevin, right, that's why, because it was familiar from the previous cycle. Okay, so the machlokas is whether two or three times is a chazaka. Right? When do we say something, well, we have a chazaka, we have a, I did define chazaka, a previous assumption that something will happen. So that's the machlokas, Rebbe Rishim Gamliel, if I'm not mistaken. Rebbe says that it's two, and Rishim Gamliel says that it is three. So, meaning, right, so I apologize just for spacing out a little bit over here. Right, so if you tell me over here that the woman, let's say, lost her first husband, and then she married somebody, and then he died again, right, so that's two in a row. Right, so if it's three in a row, so that's where Rishim Gamliel, he says that's a woman, is called a woman katlanis, so she kills her husband, and she really shouldn't marry again a fourth time. But if it's only two, that seems to imply, right, that it's okay, right, that's what our Mishnah said, right, when they lined up, Misa Amisa, Gershon, that it happened, the same thing happened twice. So apparently we're passing against Rebbe that says that if something happens twice, right, there's no chazaka yet, and she would be allowed to remarry a third time. Right, that's the machlokas over there. So Gemara says, no. Really, lo, Misa Gershon, Gershon Amisa, right, it doesn't necessarily line up. It could be that, you know, she had two different circumstances happened to her, and we're not trying to weigh in on that machlokas at all. The Kula Mitaros Levne Malachem, and again we said there's no issue if their children or their brothers want to marry. So Gemara says, well, one second, my shna mehadetan. Well, how is it different than the following Mishnah? And it's done isha, also be imu mevita vachosa. Well, if a person is suspected of being with some sort of woman, he's not allowed to marry either, or her mother or her daughter or her sister. Again, we're concerned that he'll use the relative to get close to her, right, and continue. Right, this relationship. So Gemara says, "Nashu the gavri nashi shchichan da azlan." Right, gavri the gavri gavri lo shchichan. Right, Gemara says because it's not common for men to go hang out with other men. Right, I mean, it's common for women to go hang out with other women. So we're concerned that this guy will then marry, let's say, her relative, and then he'll have, let's say, you know, access to her because she comes over all the time to see her sister, mother, whatever it is. But for guys, right, for we're here, where are we concerned that the woman will go see? That the guy will go see, meaning that the woman will marry a guy, the guy's brother or the guy's son, so she could have access to him. That's weird. That meaning guys don't necessarily always go hang out so much. So she wouldn't necessarily be concerned or think of that he would be readily available. So we're not going to be concerned for that type of relationship. So Gemara says inami or another answer. Nashi dolo aser shchivasa nahadadi lo kapti adadi. Ironically, again, I don't know if this is psychologically true, but it's definitely halakhically true, that women, if whatever reason, let's say, again, in this case where the Reuven marries Leah so he can get close to Rachel. So if Reuven then engages with Rachel, so he's not usher to Leah. So Leah is not going to be as concerned with Reuven's relationship with Rachel. But the opposite is not true, meaning the opposite is not true. But if Rachel tries to get close to Reuven, so therefore she marries Shimon, so, well, the second that she cheats on Reuven, she's done. Right? The second she cheats on Shimon, then she's done. That relationship is finished. So Gavri de Asin Shechiv Asin Hadadi, Kapi Hadadi, so then men will be much more careful, right? They're not going to put up with this, right? They're not going to be quiet if there's some sort of like relationship over there. So Gemara says, okay, but yachin aviv nami. Well, if that's true, that we're not worried that this woman's going to marry a brother or a son or whatever to get close to the person in question, so what about a father? Right? We didn't mention that. So the Gemara says, you're right, lo mi boi kamar. No, it didn't really even need to mention that. Because lo mi boi aviv, the buzzes b'nei minei. Right? Again, the son has respect for his father, presumably. Right? So he's not going to, you know, approach on that and sleep with his father's wife. But no, the low buzzes aviv b'nei, but it's the opposite direction, right? There's not so much, respect as the same way. So Emalon, so you might have thought that no, that is not true. That it's not allowed to marry the guy's the son, because the father would Rachman Islam kind of try and get into that relationship. So the Gemara says, Gemara Shmuel, so therefore, right, she is in fact allowed to marry the son of the brother. Okay, Hadron Alacha Ketzad Eishes Achiv, and now we flip, sort of, not even staying on the same page. Right, we flip to the third parak of the Masechta. Now Arba Achin Shnei Mehem Nesuos Shtei Achayos. Right, again, the case we've had before, once before, a couple times before, if I'm not mistaken. I don't remember. Okay. Either way, two brothers and two sisters. Four brothers and two sisters, really. Four brothers, and two of them are married to two sisters. And now, obviously, right, the two brothers who are married to the two sisters die. So what do you do with that? So, let's read that again. Arba Achin, there are four brothers. Shnai Mehem Nesuim. Shnei Achayos. Two of them were married to two sisters. Umeisu umhainesuim as Achayos. And the brothers, again, right, Reuven and Shimon, who married the two sisters, they died. So Hare Elu Chotzos v'lo misyabamos. The Levi and Yehuda do chalitza and not yibam. Bin kidmu v'kansu, and if they marry them, so then Yotzio, then they have to get rid of them. Right, that's, and we'll see exactly what's going on over here. Rabbi Elazar says, "Beshame Omer Mikayim Beisel Omer Miyotziu." That no, it's actually Machlokes. Beshame Beisel. Beisel is the one. Obviously, we pass on like Beisel. Beisel is the one who says that they have to get rid of them. Okay. Haisa Achas Mehem Asura Al Achas Al Echad Isra Erva. Let's say one of those sisters is an erva to one of the brothers. Let's say it's Levi's daughter or something. So then. Asurba umutrba chosa. So then Levi only has one zika. Obviously, he doesn't have a zika to his daughter. So he has one zika to, let's say, Mrs. Reuven. So then, and then he's allowed to do yibum with Mrs. Reuven. And obviously, let's say Shimon is married to his daughter. So obviously, there's nothing there. So that's the case, again, where there's only one zika, not two zikas. Vesheni asur b'shtayin. And the second one, though, who is not an erva to Yehuda. So Yehuda has two zikas, and therefore he's asur. In both of them. Again, the whole reason that initially the case that they're not allowed to do the yibum, that they have to do chalitza, right, is it's achos zukukaso, and that's a didirabanan, right, so therefore they're not allowed to marry each other, but they still have to do chalitza to get rid of the din daraisa, okay, the zika daraisa. Iser mitzvah of iser kedusha, let's say again, those are the two the types of isurim derabanan. Let's say for whatever reason one of the women has an iser derabanan to one of the brothers, so then chalitza is v'lo misyabem, again, they're going to do chalitza not yibam, because again, midaraisa, really, they can't do yibam, so they have to get out of that, they have to do chalitza. Haiza achas mehem asura al zeh, iser erva, let's say one of them was asur to one brother with an iser erva, v'ashniya asura al zeh iser erva, and another sister was asur to another one with an iser erva, let's say, again, Mrs. Reuven was Levi's daughter, and Mrs. Shimon was Yehuda's daughter, so then everybody's good to go. Hasur lazem retaris lazeh. Hasur lazem retaris lazeh. Who's usher to Mrs. Reuven is mutter by Mrs. Shimon. Who's usher to Mrs. Shimon who's mutter to Mrs. Reuven. Because again, there's only one zika there, and you don't have the issue of achos zikukaso. Vezui shamra. And this is what they amru. This is what they said. Achos zikashi yevimta. Oh cholatzes. Oh misya bemes. That's what they said when they have the sister of an erva. Right, again, if they're both yevamos, so you can do either chalitza or yibam. That's the scenario where one of them is an erva. And one of them is not. Okay, so the Gemara says, now, Shmami na yeh zika. Again, if you're telling me that this whole issue of achos zikukaso, right, if a woman falls to Yibam and you have two sisters that are shayach to this guy, to the brother, let's say to Levi, so then we're assuming there's some sort of zika, right? There's some sort of zika bond. Right, again, as we said before, like we talked about what that means halakhically, but clearly there is some sort of zika over there. The ain zika, because if there's no zika, so then michti, let's see, honey, mitre batin gazi. What are these two women are coming from two different houses? Right, they're not technically right co-wives or anything like that. So they're coming from different husbands. So Haile Ibn Chada v'Haile Ibn Chada. Why don't they just line them up, right? Mrs. Reuben can go to Levi and Mrs. Shimon can go to Yehuda, no problem. Tzkumah says, La'olam Eim L'cha Ein Zika. Really, you could even hold over here that there is no Zika. U'mushim de'kusav v'rasa l'vatal mitzvah z'yavim. Because, but we had the concept that you're not allowed, this is an Isser, this is Machokas, but it's an Isser, as we were saying over here, you could understand that there's an Isser to be mevatel the potential Yibum. Because what's this iser to pimivatal potential yibum? If you don't remember, Dilma adamiyab emchad ma'is idach. Maybe one of them will do yibum, and then the other brother will die. Right? If Levi does yibum, let's say to Mrs. Reuven, right? So Mrs. Shimon is her sister. Good. So now let's say Mrs. Shimon technically could do yibum to Yehuda, but then Yehuda dies. So now she falls back to Levi. Levi is married to her sister, so there's nothing he can do. He's not, you know, that's an erva to him, right? But now Mrs. Shimon never had yibum or chalitza. That's being mevatel a potential yibum situation because now she has nothing she can do, right? Because she's not shy after that. So the Gemara says, mevatel mitzvahs yivmin. So there again, so that's a nisur mevatel mitzvahs yivmin. So therefore, you don't have to say that it's a zika that necessarily, but you could say that's an isur. We're not going to allow yibum because that could potentially forestall or cancel a potential yibum situation in the future. The Gemara says, "Yehalki tosanami." Well, if that's true, so then we need four brothers, right? You could do three brothers, but you don't need three brothers. Also, you could have a scenario where that will give you mevatel yavama. Case of yavama, right? If we're going to be concerned that people are going to die, right? Forget it. You could just have again the classic, you know, two brothers, two sisters. Right, you can do chalitza not yibum because if you do one yibum on one of them, so you can't do yibum on the other. That's being mevatel, right? Mitzvah yibum, like that's the classic case of being mevatel, quote unquote classic case, right? Classic case of being mevatel mitzvah yibum, right? Where you do yibum on one and not the other, and that messes up the other one. You can't do anything. You know, if they're both sisters, you can't do yibum or chalitza. So Kamar says, you know, enechanami, another lo mibaya, kamrina. It's another lo mibaya. You didn't even need to tell me that's true. Because let me play it's loss of divide about the mitzvah. And then obviously, if there are three brothers there and two sisters fall to the third brother for Yibum, you can't do Yibum on one of them because I'll be Mivatal the other one. So I will dalid the Misa lo Shechina mo. You might have thought, the Mishnah is trying to teach us that maybe you might not have thought that we're not going to be concerned for the fourth brother to die. So therefore, Kamash Balan, therefore, it comes to teach me that no, we are concerned that it could be that he'll die. So Kamash says, okay, Yachi Chamishanami. Okay, so what about five? Skomar says, "Lemisa tshrei lo kashinan." You're right. There is a point. There is a limit. We're not going to be concerned that two brothers are going to die, because again, if you have an extra brother, so then you need two brothers to die for the concept of yibum, possibility of yibum to fall away. So therefore, we're not going to be concerned for that. Okay, Amar. I think it's changed to Rabba. Yeah, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna Amar Rav Shalosh Achayos Yivamos Shenaflu Lufnei Shnei Achim Yivamim. Right, let's say three sisters fall to two brothers. Okay? So, Zecholitz la'achas, v'emtzois tzricha chalitza mishneyan. One brother does chalitza with one of them, another brother does chalitza with another one, and v'emtzois doesn't necessarily mean the middle one age-wise, but the middle one, right, meaning the last one, the remaining sister, she gets chalitza from both of them. Very interesting. So, Gemara says, Amalei Rabba said, midekarmarta, v'emtzois tzricha chalitza mishneyan. Right? From the fact that you require chalitza from both brothers to the third woman, right, so kasavras. Apparently, you hold yesh zika, right? That there is zika. The havilei chalitza psula, and the chalitza we're doing is a chalitza psula. This doesn't mean a puzzle chalitza. What it means, as Rashi explains over here, it means like a lousy chalitza. Chalitza, the ideal chalitza, is a case where one woman is shayach to one guy, and he has an option: either yibum or chalitza. Right, that's the best type of chalitza. If you're telling me that he's doing like a little bit of a lesser chalitza, let's see, there are a couple of brothers and whatever. So if it's not the ideal case of a chalitza, that's this case. That's what we're talking about over here. It's kind of like a mediocre, not perfect chalitza. And therefore, meaning he's not fully doing chalitza, meaning he needs to do both of them. Right, the third brother, right, the third woman needs chalitza from both brothers, and each one of that chalitza is not fully chalitza, because again, you need the other brother to do chalitza as well. So it's a mediocre chalitza. So Gemara says, "V'chalitza psula tzarich lachzar kol ach." Wait 1 second. Right, and by this chalitza psula, this like kind of mediocre chalitza, all the brothers have to do chalitza for this woman. So Kumar says, if you're telling me that that's the scenario over here, yehaki kamay sanami. So I don't understand. Either it's a good chalitza, and only one brother has to do chalitza, like a normal case. Let's say, again, theoretically, let's say one woman falls to four brothers. No arayos, no erva, nothing. So one brother does either yibum chalitza, and we're done. So if you're telling me that the third woman needs chalitza from both brothers, then clearly you're holding that yesh zika, that there is a concept of zika, and all of them need to cancel the zika. Well, what about the other women? What about the other sisters? Right? Kamay sanami. Why don't all three of them require chalitza from everybody? So Kamay says, if all of them became Yavamas at the same time, and the husbands died together, Rahman al Islam. So, in Echanami, then all of them would need three, or two, rather, chalitzas. So, lo tzricha de nafal zuachar zu. The case is here, where they fell one after the other. Naflachado, if one of them, well, again, misses, let's say, that's just because of three women. So, what is it? Sarah, Rivka, Rachel. Yeah, so Sarah became a Yavama, so chalitz la Reuven. So Reuven took care of that. Nafla idach, what about Rivka? So then chalitz la Shimon, then Shimon did that. Nafla idach, with the third one though, now Rachel, now chalitz la hai mafka zikaso, chalitz la hai mafka zikaso. But the problem is that now for the third woman, both of them, for this woman is now achutz, as Rashi explains, achos chalutzaso. A third did a rabbanan. I'm not sure if we mentioned this yet. Something called an achos chalutzaso, that a person is not allowed to marry me, the rabbanan, the wife, the sister of someone you did chalitza with. So now the third woman, right, needs achos chalutza. She's not allowed to marry either one, and she needs chalitza from both of them. So that seems to imply what we're holding over here. That's the case. The two sisters, one after the other, fell to a regular case of Yibum. There was chalitza done by both of them. But now when the third sister falls to these brothers again, so now she's achos chalitza, and they're sure she's not allowed to marry either of them to Rabbanan. So both of them have to do chalitza to get rid of this zika midaraisa. Ah, the Gemara says, Rama Rav ain't zika. But didn't we say that Rav holds that there's no zika? So how can you tell me that we're understanding that there's a zika here that's messing everything up? So Gemara says, the divrei homer yesh zika, no kamar. No, really, we're talking about, again, we started Rav Baravuna Amar Rav, right? This is Rav talking. So Rav is talking about within the shita that says yesh zika, but really Rav himself holds the ain zika. Okay, we'll pick up with Shmuel tomorrow. Shmuel, we're going to have a different understanding over here, right? Shmuel says that something else going on, right? One guy can do chalitza for all of them. Okay, we'll have a different approach, but Mitzvah Shalom will be for tomorrow. Have a great day, right? Depending on where you're listening to this.